Shop the Sherwin-Williams Spring Sale and get 35% off paints and stains March 13th through the 23rd. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
KFNC.
You have my curiosity.
Mont Belvieu, Houston.
Now you have my attention.
ESPN 97.5, a Gao Media station.
All right, you all know the drill. When your number is called, step forward and repeat the phrase you've been given. Understand? Number one, step forward.
ESPN 97.5.
Yeah, come on!
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
What up, H-Town? Hey, how we doing? It's an F Yeah Friday, and that's got to put a little pick up in your giddy up, perk up in your step, whatever you got to do. Nick and I are here in Houston. Barry, okay, seeing it again. Everybody present and accounted for. Barry, what's up?
What's up, what's up, what's up?
So everything good in OKC. Show went well last night. Full standing of standing ovation after a standing room only crowd.
I mean, I think your expectations are a little high.
Well, you know, but I try and set the bar high.
Yeah, it went well. It was ladies' night, so there were a lot of drunk women because they get in free.
Side boobs again?
And no side boob, no boob at all. I did have a few women that were. How to put this? Overly nice. And but no, like, grabbing or anything like that. One girl, though, she wanted to take a picture with me. And so I put my, you know, I usually just put my arm around them. It doesn't matter, girl or guy, whatever. I just put my arm around their back because that make, otherwise the picture looks awkward. But she was like, don't you grab my butt. But then she kept trying to put her butt in my hand. And I was like, all right, well, you're making it weird. Can we just take this picture, please?
Most guys try to put their hand on a butt. She's trying to put the butt on your hand.
Yeah, and she was and she's from Detroit, and she was down here in Oklahoma City. I was like, what the hell are you doing down here? She's like, I'm on business. And she was black, and she's like, I'm hanging out with all these white people, and this is my last day, and this is a total culture shock because I'm from Detroit. So she's from Detroit, and she's in OKC. And she was like, you know, I had to beg them to come to this comedy show because I was like, this is my last night. I want to go have fun. And so her friends were like, all right, let's go play bingo. And she was like, what the hell is wrong with bingo? That's not fun.
People still do that?
So she ended up talking to them. Huh?
People still do that, and that's a thing? I thought that was for the, like, retired crowd.
Oh, no, I would go play bingo. That would be fun.
Nick was not in his head. Like, he might be in for a couple of cards of bingo.
No, but I had the same, like, I thought the same thing. I thought it would be for, like, the retired crowd.
Yeah.
And, no, if you go to, like, what is that local brewery? Is it Carbach?
Yeah.
I think they have bingo night every Tuesday, and it's a younger crowd.
Really?
I would totes go play bingo at the VFW or something like that.
Yeah, real. I was going to say, when I was growing up, it was always like on a Friday, Saturday night at like a church nearby. They had bingo night.
See, and now, was it just for prizes or money or what?
I think they had money.
Wow. See there? I would do that. I think it would be fun just trying to hang out. Now, I would want to be able to drink. I'm not going to lie. I wouldn't want to just go play bingo and sip water all night. But okay. If I could drink and play bingo, I think that would be a good time, especially if you're with your friends. But she was, you know, she's from Detroit. I don't think there's a lot of bingo in Detroit. I could be wrong. But she was like, I want to go do something. So they ended up at the comedy club. And then she gives me her card. Let me tell you. So her name is Tamika, and she owns the Edible Gardens in Detroit, which it says food infused with nature. So basically she cooks with weed is what, cause there's like, there's marijuana leaves on the card. So she was like, if you're ever in Detroit, come by, I'll make you dinner. I was like, she's like, I do a full 5-course spread. I was like, all with weed in it? She was like, yeah. I would be so high if I ate a 5-course meal infused with weed in it.
Really?
Yeah.
How is that legal in Detroit? It's not legal in Michigan, is it?
I don't
know. Not to my knowledge. I didn't think so.
Yeah, I didn't think so either.
Yeah, well, there she's cooking with weed up there in the D. She kept saying the D, and that was freaking me out. I was trying not to laugh. She's like, yeah, I can't wait to get back to the D. I wanted to be like, I bet you can't.
Yeah, my buddy's from Detroit, and he uses that. And I'm like, bro, not down here, not now. Just that's not a good look for you. Creepy. Yeah, you're single. Don't do that. Don't say that. That's going to get you in trouble.
Yeah, I'm really missing the D. Yeah, you don't want
you're going to get something you weren't expecting. Let me just tell you that.
Yeah. Oh, look, the text line's already started. Barry was the only boob there. Her. Good job. All right.
Jeez. Hey, it's a Friday and anything goes, and we know how that goes on the text line. We got a comedian of the week, right? Want to tell people about him a little bit?
We do. Sam Damaris, another Whiskey brother. So we've had Slade Ham, Rob Mungle. We've had Dale Cheeseman, who was a Whiskey brother, not like full-time, but he was pretty much. John Wessling, and now we've got Sam Damaris. He's of the Whiskey Brothers and the Whiskey Brother podcast. He was seen on Laughs on Fox. So it'll be a good time. Sam is hilarious, and Sam really gave me a lot of good advice when I first got started. So I appreciate him. So I wanted to make sure I got him featured here before too long. So
and they have great barbecue in the family too.
That's not the same Damaris.
Oh, I thought that was Yanni's brother. Okay, so Sam Damaris is our comedian. 115, 215, 315 clips of plenty. So we'll have those. It is an FEF Friday, so we do like to work in everything from football and funny to whatever might be on your mind that's clean enough to say on the air. If you do want to join us on the show, we do leave that listener line open, which is 713-780-3776, HRNP listener line. You can text that number. You can call that number. You can also reach us via Twitter, where it's at the producer Nick, at Pac-Man Joel with a K, at Barry is funny. And Barry, we have plenty to talk about, including a certain relief pitcher that Nick is very, very, shall we say, it's one of his faves, could be coming available for absolutely nothing. Maybe the Astros should kick the tires on Greg Holland. I don't know if you've heard this or not, but Greg Holland is supposed to be released by the St. Louis Cardinals today. You think the Astros might want to check him out?
Hard pass on that.
Really?
Hard pass on Greg Holland.
Why is that?
He lost it. After his first half in Colorado last year where he was lights out,
right?
He has not been the same since, and I don't know what's wrong with that cat, but if I'm the Astros, I'm a hard pass. I mean, there's a reason that he couldn't stick with Colorado and they didn't re-up him, and now St. Louis is wanting to let him go. I'm avoiding Greg Holland if I'm any other team out there. Dude, his ERA this year is a 7.92.
I saw that. I just thought, you know, for the most part, the guy who had it at one point, he may have lost it. But when you have a guy like Brent Strom, nothing's out of the realm of possibilities to get, you know, back on track, get a little more spin rate, do some things a little differently that might be able to help. But depending on what they do or don't do in the trade market or free agent market, I'm sorry, the trade deadline, I'd bring him in. It doesn't cost you anything to look at him.
Yeah, so, I mean, he's a guy who he saved. I mean, he had 41 saves last year in Colorado, but it was a tale of two halves, and he's done it before. I mean, he's been a closer in Kansas City for several years, and then he had the injury, and he missed all of 2016. And that's why, I mean, like, when I was – we joke about it, but that was the great thing for Nick was when we were talking about closers. He was a guy that went under the radar because he had the injury, and he had a great start to the season. And I don't know what happened after that because he hadn't shown signs of that before. I mean, he didn't have a great ERA his last year in KC, but it wasn't terrible. Certainly not as bad as he's pitched this year and looked this year. And he's not got a lot of options. I mean, he's 32 games in, and if they're wanting to let him go, it's just a bad sign. I feel like he might be one of those guys that you've seen his best days. At 32 especially. He's almost 33 years old, so.
I just want to throw it out there because, you know, and look, Jeff Luhnow's out there on the news saying, hey, we've had several discussions with several teams in depth on several different opportunities. And the thing that keeps popping up now is that they're still possibly looking at an outfielder. That's something that you and I talked about yesterday. It still kind of surprises me, but we'll see what they do or don't do and how much they're willing to give up to get some of these people.
That does surprise me, too. But you know what? It's like I said yesterday, the Yankees and Red Sox and Indians are all making big splash moves. And if the best thing you can do at this point, because maybe you don't like all the options or the price for what's left, you can go out and add a bat. you can never have too much offense, I guess. Maybe that's the way they're looking at it.
Yeah, I guess you're right. So we're just getting started. We want you to be a part of the show, but we're taking you all the way till 4 o'clock. Of course, the Blitz then will take you home till 7. It's your one-stop shop for everything sports and more. You don't have to do anything but turn up your radio, fasten your seatbelt, and away we go. Nick is actually going to promise me that he's going to chime in and get involved in everything.
I'm here. I'm just working on those audio clips.
Okay. So Nick will get done with the clips so that he can get down to giving us some stuff, and we'll continue to roll on, but we appreciate you being a part of the show. So we'll be back with more right here on The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
KFNC.
You have my curiosity.
Mont Bellevue, Houston.
Now you have my attention.
ESPN 97.5, a Gao Media station.
All right, you all know the drill. When your number is called, step forward and repeat the phrase you've been given. Understand? Number one, step forward.
ESPN 97.5.
Yeah, come on.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
What up, H-Town? Hey, how we doing? It's an F-Yeah Friday, and that's got to put a little pick up in your giddy up, perk up in your step, whatever you got to do. Nick and I are here in Houston. Barry, okay, seeing it again. Everybody present and accounted for. Barry, what's up?
What's up?
So everything good in OKC? Show went well last night. Full standing ovation after a standing room only crowd.
I mean, I think your expectations are a little high.
Well, you know, but I try and set the bar high.
Yeah, it went well. It was ladies' night, so there were a lot of drunk women because they get in free.
Side boobs again?
And no side boob, no boob at all. I did have a few women that were. How to put this? Overly nice, but no like grabbing or anything like that. One girl though, she wanted to take a picture with me, and so I put my, you know, I usually just put my arm around them. It doesn't matter, girl or guy, whatever. I just put my arm around their back because that make otherwise the picture looks awkward. But she was like, "Don't you grab my butt?" But then she kept trying to put her butt in my hand. And I was like, all right, well, you're making it weird. Can we just take this picture, please?
Most guys try to put their hand on a butt. She's trying to put the butt on your hand.
Yeah, and she was she's from Detroit, and she was down here in Oklahoma City. I was like, what the hell are you doing down here? She's like, I'm on business. And she was black, and she's like, I'm hanging out with all these white people, and this is my last day, and this is a total culture shock because I'm from Detroit. So she's from Detroit, and she's in OKC, and she was like, you know, I had to beg them to come to this comedy show because I was like, this is my last night. I want to go have fun. And so her friends were like, all right, let's go play bingo. And she was like, what the hell is wrong with bingo? That's not fun.
People still do that?
So she ended up talking to them. Huh?
People still do that, and that's a thing? I thought that was for the, like, retired crowd.
Oh, no, I would go play bingo. That would be fun.
Nick was not in his head. Like, he might be in for a couple of cards of bingo.
No, but I thought the same thing. I thought it would be for, like, the retired crowd.
Yeah.
And, no, if you go to, like, what is that local brewery? Is it Carbach?
Yeah.
I think they have bingo night every Tuesday, and it's a younger crowd.
Really?
I would totes go play bingo at the VFW or something like that.
I was going to say, when I was growing up, it was always like on a Friday, Saturday night at like a church nearby. They had bingo night.
See, and now, was it just for prizes or money or what?
I think they had money.
Wow. See there? I would do that. I think it would be fun just kind of hang out. Now, I would want to be able to drink. I'm not going to lie. I wouldn't want to just go play bingo and sip water all night. But okay, if I could drink and play bingo, I think that would be a good time, especially if you're with your friends. But she was, you know, she's from Detroit. I don't think there's a lot of bingo in Detroit. I could be wrong. But she was like, I want to go do something. So they ended up at the comedy club. And then she gives me her card. Let me tell you this. So she is... So her name is Tamika, and she owns the Edible Gardens in Detroit. which it says food infused with nature. So basically, she cooks with weed, is what because there's like there's marijuana leaves on the card.
Hmm.
So she was like, if you're ever in Detroit, come by, I'll make you dinner. I was like, she's like, I do a full 5-course spread. I was like, all with weed in it? She was like, yeah. I would be so high if I ate a 5-course meal infused with weed in it.
Really?
Yeah.
How is that legal in Detroit? It's not legal in Michigan, is it?
I don't know.
Not to my knowledge. I didn't think so.
Yeah, I didn't think so either.
Yeah, well, there she's cooking with weed up there in the D. She kept saying the D, and that was freaking me out. I was trying not to laugh. She's like, yeah, I can't wait to get back to the D. I wanted to be like, I bet you can't.
Yeah, my buddy's from Detroit, and he uses that. And I'm like, bro, not down here, not now. Just that's not a good look for you. Creepy. Yeah, you're single. Don't do that. Don't say that. That's going to get you in trouble.
Yeah, I'm really missing the D. Yeah, you don't want
you're going to get something you weren't expecting. Let me just tell you that.
Yeah. Oh, look, the text line's already started. Barry was the only boob there. Her. Good job. All right.
Jeez. Hey, it's a Friday and anything goes, and we know how that goes on the text line. We got a comedian of the week, right? Want to tell people about him a little bit?
We do. Sam Damaris, another Whiskey brother. So we've had Slade Ham, Rob Mungle. We've had Dale Cheeseman, who was a Whiskey brother, not like full-time, but he was pretty much. John Wessling, and now we've got Sam Damaris. He's of the Whiskey Brothers and the Whiskey Brothers podcast. He was seen on Laughs on Fox. So it'll be a good time. Sam is hilarious, and Sam really gave me a lot of good advice when I first got started. So I appreciate him. So I wanted to make sure I got him featured here before too long. So
and they have great barbecue in the family too.
That's not the same Damaris.
Oh, I thought that was Yanni's brother. Okay, so Sam Damaris is our comedian. No. 115, 215, 315 clips of plenty. So we'll have those. It is an FEF Friday, so we do like to work in everything from football and funny to whatever might be on your mind that's clean enough to say on the air. If you do want to join us on the show, we do leave that listener line open, which is 713-780-3776, HRNP listener line. You can text that number. You can call that number. You can also reach us via Twitter, where it's at @theproducernick, at @PacManJoel with a K, at Barry is funny. And Barry, we have plenty to talk about, including a certain relief pitcher that Nick is very, very, shall we say, it's one of his faves, could be coming available for absolutely nothing. Maybe the Astros should kick the tires on Greg Holland. I don't know if you've heard this or not, but Greg Holland is supposed to be released by the St. Louis Cardinals today. You think the Stros might want to check him out?
Hard pass on that.
Really?
Hard pass on Greg Holland.
Why is that?
He lost it. After his first half in Colorado last year where he was lights out,
right?
He has not been the same since, and I don't know what's wrong with that cat, but if I'm the Astros, I'm a hard pass. I mean, there's a reason that he couldn't stick with Colorado and they didn't re-up him, and now St. Louis is wanting to let him go. I'm avoiding Greg Holland if I'm any other team out there. Dude, his ERA this year is a 7.92.
Yeah, I saw that. I just thought, you know, for the most part, the guy who had it at one point, he may have lost it. But when you have a guy like Brent Strom, nothing's out of the realm of possibilities to get, you know, back on track, get a little more spin rate, do some things a little differently that might be able to help. But depending on what they do or don't do in the trade market or free agent market, the trade deadline, I'd bring him in. It doesn't cost you anything to look at him.
Yeah, so, I mean, he's a guy who he saved. I mean, he had 41 saves last year in Colorado, but it was a tell of two halves, and he's done it before. I mean, he's been a closer in Kansas City for several years, and then he had the injury, and he missed all of 2016. And that's why, I mean, like, we joke about it, but that was the great thing for Nick was when we were talking about closers, he was a guy that went under the radar because he had the injury, and he had a great start to the season. And I don't know what happened after that because he hadn't shown signs of that before. I mean, he didn't have a great ERA his last year in KC, but it wasn't terrible. Certainly not as bad as he's pitched this year and looked this year. And he's not got a lot of options. I mean, he's 32 games in, and if they're wanting to let him go, it's just a bad sign. I feel like he might be one of those guys that you've seen his best days. At 32 especially. He's almost 33 years old, so.
No, I just want to throw it out there because, you know, and look, Jeff Luhnow's out there on the news saying, hey, we've had several discussions with several teams in depth on several different opportunities. And the thing that keeps popping up now is that they're still possibly looking at an outfielder. That's something that you and I talked about yesterday. It still kind of surprises me, but we'll see what they do or don't do and how much they're willing to give up to get some of these people.
That does surprise me, too. But you know what? It's like I said yesterday, the Yankees and Red Sox and Indians are all making big splash moves. And if the best thing you can do at this point, because maybe you don't like all the options or the price for what's left, you can go out and add a bat. You can never have too much offense, I guess. Maybe that's the way they're looking at it.
Yeah, I guess you're right. So we're just getting started. We want you to be a part of the show, but we're taking you all the way till 4 o'clock. Of course, the Blitz then will take you home till 7. It's your one-stop shop for everything sports and more. You don't have to do anything but turn up your radio, fasten your seatbelt, and away we go. Nick is actually going to promise me that he's going to chime in and get involved in everything.
I'm here. I'm just working on those audio clips.
Okay. So Nick will get done with the clips so that he can get down to giving us some stuff, and we'll continue to roll on, but we appreciate you being a part of the show. So we'll be back with more right here on The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
Houston Sports Talk with some certified Angus beefsteaks. What could be better?
It's like nothing you've ever heard before.
Saltgrass Steakhouse presents the official ESPN 97.5 app. Download it today by searching ESPN Houston in your app store.
Message and data rates may apply. Please do not text and drive.
Ever wonder why Europeans seem to speak so many languages? Maybe it's because they use Babbel, the number one selling language learning app in Europe. Babbel's award-winning technology gets you speaking right away, whether you're learning Spanish, French, or German. And best of all, you'll remember what you've learned.
I always thought I was bad at languages, but after using Babbel, I can tell you I was just taught the wrong way.
Using Babbel's 10 to 15 minute lessons, you can be speaking confidently in your new language within weeks.
I was amazed that I could start having real life conversations right away. It was so fast. Now I'm speaking Spanish. Woohoo!
No wonder Babbel is the number one selling language learning app in Europe. Try it for yourself and see why Babbel is the quick way to get conversational in a new language, like Spanish, French, or more. You can try Babbel for free. Download the app or text SPEAK to 484848. Text SPEAK to 484848 to try Babbel for free. That's SPEAK to 484848.
Let's talk about Duran. Last year, he was a kitchen cook wanting to change his life for the better. Last month, Duran started his information technology career, making 50% more money, doing something he loves. Don't love what you do? Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation today. You could start your new life as an IT pro in as little as 4 months. Classes meet on campus or live online 2 to 3 times a week. It's not rocket science. It's My Computer Career. mycomputercareer.edu.
Duralast batteries are proven tough to perform in temperatures of 140 degrees and 40 below zero. Because when you can start in extreme conditions, you can start in everyday conditions. Like running late for work, a broken alarm, creepy parking spots. Duralast, proven tough and only at AutoZone. Visit any of our 5,000 locations nationwide and let's get you what you need.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
It's no secret around here. I like things my way. My way keeps our customers happy. My way keeps us on budget. My way keeps this place running. And my way means ordering from Grainger. They've got what we need when we need it. With simplified checkout, dedicated customer reps, and knowledgeable product experts, I can order online, on the phone, or at a branch the way I like it. My way. When it comes to effortless ordering, Grainger's got your back. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by to see for yourself. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
Summer is here, and what do we do in summer? We grill. If you haven't tried this Zumo Party Time Sausage, I'm telling you, you are missing out. It's fantastic. Zumo Party Time Sausage is the perfect blend of spices, then hickory smoked 4 hours for a truly genuine southern taste. The Zumo Meat Company is family-owned and operated since 1908 in Beaumont, and it's been a top seller throughout Southeast Texas for many years. You will know why as soon as you taste it. You can find Zumo Party Time Sausage at all your local grocery stores. Just look for the Zumo's Party Time Sausage.
On the streets of Miami, speed is the law. So when a corn dog goes after the wrong girl,
oh, heartburn!
One man will bring her Tums Ultra Strength.
I'm on my way.
Don't get wrecked by heartburn. Nothing works faster than Tums.
Your mustard's fast, but my Tums are faster.
And with Tums on the go rolls, it's never been easier to leave heartburn behind.
You did it.
Yeah. You gonna finish that corn dog?
Tums Ultra Strength, available in a store near you.
Jim, you seem a little sluggish in the office. What's been going on?
I don't know. I just can't seem to stay focused.
Have you heard of Mental Bright?
Mental Bright? What is that?
Mental Bright's unique formula helps with improving memory, gives you a sharper focus, and a better concentration. Go to mentalbright.com and try our product absolutely risk-free. We're so confident in our formula that if you don't like it, we'll send you a check for 10% more than you paid. That's a 110% guarantee. Go to mentalbright.com today.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
So I recently got to spend a week of my life I will never get back touring through the lovely states of Idaho and Montana. Yeah, if you don't know anything about those two places, let me tell you this. If you don't like black people, you should look into real estate in Idaho and Montana. Because you could see me from space. Look, I always know when I get somewhere, there's not a lot of other black people there, because whenever I see another black person, they are way too happy to see me. Like, I see another black dude in Chicago, I say, what's up? He says, what's up? End of conversation. Not in Idaho, saw one black dude in 5 days. Second he laid eyes on me, he's like, come here.
Hey, there you have it. F yeah Friday. F for funny, amongst other things. That is our comedian of the week, Sam Damaris. Barry just told you a little bit about him, but good stuff there. And we'll have clips at 2:15, 3:15 as well. Barry has mentioned the fact that he's the Whiskey Brothers podcast, Laughs on Fox, got quite the resume. But any connection to Houston, Barry?
Yeah. He came up here in Houston with the Whiskey Brothers. He splits time now, I believe, between L.A. and Houston. In fact, he was just on the Blitz with Robin Slade, I think, a couple of weeks ago. I saw them when our show finished. I happened to bump into them in the hall. So, he's still here in Houston quite a bit, and he kind of came up and cut his teeth in comedy here in Houston. But he does L.A. A lot in Canada and Portland and out on the West Coast. So,
Okay, good stuff.
Yeah.
All right, so we got two more clips to go with him, 2:15, 3:15. Other than that, anything strike your fancy or hit on your mind as we get ready to get going?
Yeah, a couple of text messages. Somebody said, I never knew what Barry looked like, so I looked him up to check out some of his comedy. He definitely has a face for radio.
That's not nice. Ah!
Wow, so original, the old face for radio joke. I'm glad to see you guys are bringing your A game on the text line.
Why is everybody taking Matt Thomas's joke?
Right? Dude, that joke has been around for 50 years.
Yeah.
If you hit me with a face for radio joke, then I know you put no effort into your jokes. That's like the lamest of lame jokes that you could come up with. I mean, I know I'm ugly,
better. Yeah, I'm with you. I've heard that one forever and a day.
Do better. Your friendly neighborhood beer salesman said it's time for my favorite part of the day, Usual Suspects. And he's down 25 pounds now. You go, boy.
Wow. Way to go, friendly neighborhood beer salesman.
Right?
And we're not even doing the challenge anymore.
I know. He's sticking with it. I'm proud. That's great. What has 75 balls and screws old ladies? Bingo.
It's not bad.
That's pretty good.
It is.
And then one more text before we I know we got a call. One more text. Are the Astros now going to carry three catchers on their playoff roster? No. They optioned Fedorowicz, or they designated him for assignment. I don't remember which.
But yes, the answer is, though,
Fedorowicz.
Yes.
Excuse me, not Fedorowicz. Fedorowicz. Right. So,
but the answer, according to Luna last night on the news, is for the playoffs, assuming McCann is back, that the answer is yes, that he plans on carrying Stassi, McCann, and was it Maldonado?
Yeah, the new, yeah.
Yeah. He said that that's a distinct possibility for the playoffs to carry all three.
Okay.
Because last year they did it with Centeno.
Playoffs.
I don't know.
Yeah,
but
we'll see. It's not like you got three stud catchers that can hit.
No, they can do. Yeah, I mean, McCann's a better hitter, but he's a good receiver in terms of the vets and the rotation. Trust him. But you talk about from a just a simply defensive perspective, Maldonado's your guy.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's why I think the odd man out for me would be Stassi.
I would agree.
I think you carry McCann. You're gonna, you know, you could use him to DH if you need a guy. You know, if Maldonado needs a starter, whatever, and maybe his bat is hot and Evan Gattis has gone cold or whatever. So I think for sure McCann. Stassi, I think he'll have a lot of experience with the pitching staff, but Maldonado's a guy that we talked about yesterday. He can throw runners out with the best of them right now in Major League Baseball, and you want that cat on your roster into the playoffs.
It's so. Over 40% this year. I mean,
yeah, yeah.
Think about four, that. Four, four. Yeah, it's. I was gonna say it's like 44% that he's throwing out runners. That's a hell of a clip right there.
Yep.
So, all right. With that being said, Barry, because you brought bingo to the table. Miles wants to get in here and talk a little bingo. Miles, what's up?
What is up, fellas? Happy Friday.
Indeed, sir. What is
Same
going
you,
on?
Bud.
Oh, no. Hold on. I figured I'd chime in on the bingo you were talking about earlier. There's a place I go at in the Heights, and the prizes are pretty legit. It's like $110 a round, and then there's two halves. Like the first half, you finish off with a $300 prize. The second half, you finish off with a $600 prize, depending on how many people are there. And we tried to go last night, and we got turned away because they were at capacity.
And is there like a cover, or what does it cost to play?
No cover to pay. You basically buy your tickets, so like your boards. Each board is like $5, but you get like six games on each board, and that covers every single round. So it's like I think the most I spend there is like $15. And that covers me for the whole time. It's BYOB and BYOF.
Wow.
What the hell is F?
So it's a pretty, females. Like, bring your own food, bring your own beer. Like, bring whatever you want.
I don't know what.
And it's usually a pretty young crowd. There's a lot of, like, 21st birthdays that are there and all kinds of stuff.
Tell you what, you got a better chance of winning that than the lottery. And it sounds like there's pretty good cash in it.
It is. We've had our groups won twice, like, around. Since we've been going, we go like maybe like once a month. And so it's definitely winnable. And there can be like multiple winners per round. And then you just split the pot, essentially.
Nice.
But the more people that are there, the bigger the pots are. So it's pretty legit.
Sounds pretty good. I would do that.
Usual Suspects bingo night.
I would do that. I definitely would do that.
I would totes do that.
Yeah.
Hey, appreciate the info, man. That's great.
Thanks, Miles. Appreciate it, man. Have a good weekend. Don't be a stranger. Good call there.
Now,
Nick, you'd be in, right?
Now,
absolutely.
Are you guys surprised that it was all youngsters?
You know what?
I was when I went
What's
a couple months ago.
What's old is new again, right? I think it doesn't surprise me. I thought I had heard something, but this was like maybe a couple years ago that bingo was becoming a thing again. Like, Barry, you said, back where I'm from, a suburb of Milwaukee, they had like the Elks Club or, you know, one of those
VFWs, yeah.
Right, where they have, you know, and there used to be a lot of elderly people, and all of a sudden the hipsters started coming in and making a night of it, and then it became a thing.
I was going to say, that's the why it's young now, because the hipsters got a hold of it, and they'll probably ruin bingo. Like, they'll be like, well, let's not exclude other dogs. What?
It's not really what traditional, kind of too. They put their own little rules to it. Like, sometimes you have to, like, form an X or an L or, like, a letter, like, on your sheet. That's like, it's different. It's different, so.
If it's not broke, don't fix it. Stop screwing around with
Damn
it. Just
hipsters.
Appreciate the games around for you to participate.
Although I did like the Johnny Knoxville or Bad Grandpa scene, I think, when he played bingo as an old man and acted like he was drunk. That was a pretty funny scene. Barry should do that.
I remember that. You know, I was thinking that I would probably be the guy at least once during the night to go, bingo, just kidding. Got you. Like, just to mess with people. And I'm sure everyone would hate me, but it would be worth it. Whatever. But yeah, I think a false bingo. I wonder if they kick you out or if there's rules.
No, people accidentally say bingo and they don't have bingo. That happens all the time.
Yeah, you could see really? A couple of hipsters that had a little too many and decided,
especially when
be,
you're drinking,
think
yeah.
they're funny.
I would just do it after the first ball, just the very first one. They'd be like, G7. I'm like, bingo. They'd be like, sir, it's one ball. Sit down.
You would be the guy that touched the home, Alex Bregman hit the other day. That's exactly what you would be. If you did that after one ball, they'd be like, sir, let me show you the exit in your Astros jersey with your beer because you're done for the night.
Yeah, they may not like me, but I don't know. I think I would probably be, if there's a chance to win money, I might get pretty serious, actually.
Tracy Cowley says they have Heights Bingo. I think that's what Miles was talking about. He said, or she said, a must for the usual suspects. People bring pizzas, booze. It sounds like a party.
I'm down.
That would be fun.
It's kind of our next outing, yeah.
I would do that. Okay. All right, Tyler.
We're gonna work on this.
Tyler, hang in there. Maybe. Tyler has a bingo correction. This could be interesting. Hey, so before we go to break, okay, Barry, what's up?
I was just gonna say maybe that should, instead of pop a shot, we'll just play bingo with all the listeners.
I was thinking that. By the way, I asked for the numbers today for the listener party for next week. What they're expecting between 250 and 300 folks.
No,
all up here. That. Yes,
you have to go, sir.
I'm not going to that. That's
you have drag to. You. They're going to drag you to the party.
Too many people for my liking.
You can give all the lawn advice you want, Barry.
Yeah, I was just thinking.
A lot of dirty hands I got to shake. I'm not looking forward to this.
Fist bumps.
There you go.
Before we go to break, Tyler with another bingo. He says bingo correction. Tyler, what's up?
Hey. So the guy was a little incorrect. You do need to get there about an hour early to the bingo in the Heights at the JSPCT, whatever it's called. So you can hold down a table for your friends, but you cannot bring your own beer. You can bring liquor or wine, but one bottle a person, and you cannot bring a cooler. So just a heads up, if you guys are planning on actually doing that, just so you don't get turned away or have to put something back in your car.
Okay.
Nice.
Appreciate the looking out for us,
which
Tyler.
Makes sense, because they probably want you to buy alcohol and booze from them. Right?
I don't know. Do they sell it?
I mean, I would imagine.
I don't know. Are you there?
Yeah, if it's like an evolved, my bad. If it's like an evolved version, yeah, I think so.
Didn't Nick just fall out? What the hell?
Yeah, I don't know what happened. Like, there.
I don't know either.
All right, well, as usual.
What the hell was that?
Our suspects bailing us out with all kinds of valuable information, this time on bingo, but we're going to continue to roll on just a half hour into the big show. It's Barry, it's Nick, it's Joel, it's an FEF Friday on the usual suspects. Back with more right here on ESPN 97.5.
I use my voice to make a better
life. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5
and on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, here we go. Second half hour of the show. It is the usual suspects on an F Yeah Friday. Want to remind you all that this listener appreciation party is going down next Thursday night here at our offices. Lots of fun to be had. Excuse me. We've talked about it at length. Lance is going to be breaking down film the way he does when he's doing things for the NFL Network. Charlie's going to be there to do trivia and see if you can stump him. The Blitz is going to be playing some poker. We're supposed to be playing some Papa Shot. Everybody's going to be on site. Lots of things to do. You can see where we do the shows, where we do the hot take videos. Everything and anything about Gal Media will be on display. And because there's been a kind of a backlash, so to speak, of people that say, hey, I want to win these tickets, and if I'm listening on the app or the stream, it's tougher for me. Well, here's what we're going to do. We're going to give them away at 1:42. That means at 1:42 is your chance to win, so you have ample time, regardless of how you're listening, to prepare for the opportunity, and we will pick the call and the caller number right when we get to that time, but around 1:42, we're going to give them away. So there you go. Fair enough. Done. There. Very good.
So quit your bitching.
Yeah, that too.
Is what Joel is saying.
Without saying it. Sure.
Not me. I would never say
that. All right. Put it on me. Okay.
I like that idea, though. I thought that was a good idea when Fred started doing
no
that
doubt.
To give, you know, streamers and all that a chance. All right. So I got a ton of text. Text line is very active today. Started off bad, but it appears to be getting better. So keep stepping your game up with those lame-ass jokes. Y'all know I don't mind if you rip me. Just don't be lame. That's all I
Lame!
Lame, there you go. NFL talking about Titans getting relocated. Any thoughts on them moving to San Antonio?
Hmm.
I have not heard that yet. Now, I've been out of pocket a little bit, but Are there discussions of Tennessee moving?
That's news to me, too. And you would think, obviously now Vegas is off the list, but you would think that San Antonio wouldn't be. There are cities out there like St. Louis that lost the Rams. There are there are cities out there that are bigger metropolitan cities that I would think would be seeking getting another team. I don't know if San Diego would try and get another team back there, but I wouldn't think San Antonio would be top of the list. But I know that, you know, the Cowboys used to have training camp there and they've had games there. They have the bowl game there every year. I mean, I guess
if Jerry Jones had anything to do with it, it's not going down.
That's a good point.
It's not going down.
I would think Bob McNair would have an issue, too.
It'll be McNair. Yeah. The two owners here in Texas are going to have a lot to say about a third team coming into Texas.
No doubt about it.
Because cities like San Antonio are Cowboys territory. And if the Texans start doing well, they can obviously, you know, leech some fans off of them. So there's a big pool of opportunity for both of those owners. You add a third team, you're obviously going to subject, because if San Antonio gets a team, they're not rooting for the Cowboys or they might in passing, but their first passion will be that San Antonio team. Now, I would love for them to get it, because I think if any city in this country deserves, St. Louis had an opportunity. They obviously didn't support it. Like Tennessee maybe isn't supporting it or whatever, but some of these cities that have had opportunities and the teams move, that happened for a reason, whether it was financial support or both. Give some other cities an opportunity. Give a city like Portland. Give a San Antonio. Give, you know, there's some other opportunities out there that make sense.
Absolutely. I mean, look, I mean, and obviously for as much as everybody's saying, oh, that, you know, trying to do the woe is me approach that, you know, revenues are down in the NFL and it's at an all-time low. That all-time low is still a very high profit margin for them. They're making money. As we said, profit sharing for the teams last year when the Packers had to release, because they're a public team, they had to release what the split was. Over $250 million a team last year is what they got based on revenues. That's doing pretty well.
Yeah, and you know what? I mean, who even knows if that's accurate? Because I can't find anything that says the Titans are relocating. So
I agree with you.
We don't know that for sure. We're just taking the texter's word for it. So you know how that goes.
Sometimes good, sometimes bad.
What you mean?
Sometimes we get good texts and valuable information, like all the bingo we got from our listeners, because we always give the listeners love because they do come to our defense a lot and give us information we need. But there's also the a-holes out there that screw it all up for the rest.
That's very true. Somebody said, I got tickets to the Improv to see Bert Kreischer. Is it worth going? Yeah, Bert's funny, man. Bert's a good dude also. So if you have the opportunity, I would head out there and check it out. He's hilarious. He's not like – it depends on your comedy, too. Like, he has a very distinct style. It'll probably be shirtless. Just keep that in mind. He probably will perform without a shirt on.
What?
He is not a
He does his routine without a shirt on?
Yeah, and he's not a well put together man, if I'm being nice.
So why does he do it shirtless?
It would be like, I don't know. Like, I don't know. I don't know. He's just a dude, bro. Like, that's his thing. But he's funny. He's super funny. But do you remember, I got to remember the National Lampoon. It was God, dog it.
The movie?
Yeah, National Lampoon, but it's
Animal House.
It's like Van something.
Van Wilder.
Van Wilder.
There you go.
Supposedly, Van Wilder is based on Bert Kreischer. So he's kind of a dude, bro, right? Like a college wild guy partying all the time. He tells the story when he was in Russia on a field trip, and he hooked up with a Russian mob and on a train, and they robbed the train, and they liked him, so he was hanging out. So that's kind of how he got his name. But he's really funny. I mean, he's a funny dude, and he's a cool dude. He's just, you know, he just does it without a shirt. So if you're good with that, I think you'll have a great time.
Okay. There you go. All right. There's a tip for you.
I would never do comedy without a shirt on. It's not pretty.
Who played Van Wilder? I'm trying to remember.
I don't remember.
I think you're right.
That's a good question.
Yeah, I think Ryan Reynolds. Right? Yeah, Nick said Ryan Reynolds. I think that's right.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
I was going to guess. Who's the guy that played Iceman in Top Gun?
Val Kilmer?
Val Kilmer. There you go. Kilmer? No, I was going to throw it out there, and I think Nick's right. Oh, boy.
Somebody said Barry's too old to use the word totes. No. I'm old enough to use whatever words I decide to use. That's how words work. Like, I can say whatever words I want to say. So, I tell you what, the text line is.
It just makes sure Barry doesn't use two words that you don't want to hear. You're blocked. So, just think about that before you text any more of the crap. That's all I'm saying.
Besides, like, that's kind of the point of using the word totes, is you're 44 years old saying totes. It's kind of funny. So, that's the point. I choose my words carefully.
On that note, Barry, there's someone that doesn't choose his words carefully, whether it's on Twitter.
Oh, what does OU Mike want now?
No, you're wrong. I believe the brain fart or farts of yesterday happened on Twitter with this individual. But now he's going to try and validate once again, this time with audio samples. Without further ado, Jerry!
It's so funny that now OU Mike's been so bad that he automatically is like, oh, God, here he is. That used to be my position. I used to be the, oh, God, here he is guy. Now it's OU Mike. I'm moving up in the world.
Wait, used to be?
All right. You know, that's it. Good day, sir.
See?
So, listen. Yeah. Who's the voice of reason there, in all seriousness? Is it Nick or Joel? It's definitely not Barry. I'll just say it's Joel. Joel, you seriously want to go to bingo with Barry and bring your own liquor? This guy's going to be there in the parking lot, chomping down Menthol Brights, downing it with Crown Royal, putting old ladies on his shoulder, go bingo! Just biting it, falling through tables. I don't think it's a good idea.
I think it'd be fun. I think that, you know, he's already said that he's performed at rummage sales and functions in his neighborhood. I think if things get boring with the bingo, he can make the whole crowd laugh. I think it'd be great.
No way, man. Barry with the bottle of Crown Royal. I mean, you know how many hips are going to get broken in that place? And then on top of that, Nick's not going to be able to control himself with all those ladies. There's going to be a lot of broken hips that night. Let me just tell you.
Nick's going to be doing careful out there. Two-stepping with the wheelchairs after bingo? Hell yes!
Nick's trying to, like push him out to his car to, like, take him home. And, like, he forgets to take the handbrake off. He's like, damn, girl! He put some WD-40 on this thing.
Nick's got the 80-year-old with a wheelchair, and he's like, hey, I want you to listen to this guy named Hootie. What? You're calling me cutie? Can I pinch your rear end there, son? That'll be fun.
The Egyptian.
I can't even imagine Nick's pickup lines with an old lady. He's like, hey, lady, what's up? That rascal, what is that, a 12-volt or a 16? Huh? What are you spinning on 8-inch rims over there in your little hover round?
Right about now, Jerry. You should just hear it. Right about now, Jerry.
I'm
should
sorry,
just
Nick.
Hear.
You know what, man? The nursing homes just aren't what they used to be. I guess you got to move on to the bingo spots now, you know?
Jeez.
Later, boys. Be good. I'll see you guys at the event.
And, hey, Jerry. Barry,
be safe out there, man. These knuckleheads on the roads, and they're crazy, man.
Hey, Jerry.
No doubt.
Jerry, listen closely.
What's up?
You're out. God, someone should have given him the laser about 3 minutes ago. He was on a roll.
I think it was prepped though. He was really prepped this time.
Yeah, he had notes. I think he had copious notes in front of him for sure.
I don't know. I mean, if he did, you couldn't tell. He certainly wasn't reading it, but he might have planned that for sure. It didn't seem like it was off the top of the dome. By the way, buddy Munger on the text line said Houston can support two teams. No, they can't.
Mm-mm.
No,
LA can barely do it, and they've got like 14.
LA can't do it.
14 million people or whatever. I don't know how many people they have in L.A. right now.
We've mentioned several times, USC outdraws on a Saturday night the Rams on a Sunday.
Let's say you had the choice. Let's play make-believe.
Okay.
The city of Houston was given an option right now. Keep the Texans or bring the Titans back and make them the Oilers again. What are you doing?
I'm keeping the Texans at this point because I think that they've got a better chance for the future now that they have a quarterback that they can rely on if he stays healthy. I mean, and the guys that they have, I'll take the Texans now over the Titans as they are. And based on everything that happened, all I'd want from the Titans is the history. I'd want to put Earl's number up in NRG Stadium and all of the Hall of Famers that played for the Oilers. Cause I don't think from the get-go, I don't think that even if they moved the franchise to Tennessee, I don't think that the history should have gone with it.
Oh, I'm with you, but I'm just talking. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about roster-wise.
Yeah, and roster-wise, I'm taking the Texans.
Okay.
What are you doing?
I don't think it's a walk in the park like you think. I mean, there's some talent over there in Tennessee.
I didn't say it's a walk in the park, but I personally like what you – I'll take – I'll take Deshaun Watson over Mariota just to start with. I'll take D-Hop over any receiver they got. I'll take Clowney over any defender they got. So that's where I'm starting. I think there's enough to build around with the Texans before I would start looking at switching to Tennessee.
Okay. I think it's an interesting debate. I mean,
agree.
I'm sure there are people that would love to have it back for the other reasons you said too, but I think there's some cases to be made for the Texans. I mean, the Titans and what they bring to the table.
But. Did you say you're taking the Texans?
I didn't answer.
Well, that's what I'm saying. You're hemming and hawing. I want an answer from you.
No, you didn't ask. You didn't,
I did ask. You didn't I said, say. Who are you taking?
Oh, I'm. I feel like defensively the Titans are better right now, to be honest with you. I'm probably going Texans, but it's not easy. It's not easy. I mean, the Titans have obviously a better offensive line. I think right now quarterback play is comparable. I think obviously Deshaun Watson's ceiling is the roof as opposed to Mariota, who we kind of know what he is now.
All right.
But they've got a bunch of talent over there in Tennessee, man. It's just not sexy talent.
I thought for sure you were going to pick Tennessee for a second. I was like,
too. Who you got, Nick?
But it's close.
I'd pick Texans too, but yeah, I see what Barry's saying. Roster,
you look at the defense, you look at tight end, you look at running back. I mean, dude, Tennessee, it's just there's no sexy names in Tennessee.
You said tight end, but I mean,
at least Houston has Deshaun Watson, J.J. Watt, and DeAndre Hopkins. I don't really feel like nobody's going, ooh, Delanie Walker, but he can ball. I mean, he can play.
Clowney, Merciless, even Tyrann Mathieu and
you got Brian Arakpo in Tennessee. You've got
he's old.
What's that cast name on the Casey? Jarrell Casey. I mean,
Jarrell Casey's big, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, if you guys want to chime in, who you got?
Jackson?
Yeah, if you got a choice, who you got? That's a kid from SC, right? The defensive back?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, so if you want to chime in on Barry sets up an interesting question. If you want to chime in on that, if you had the choice, do you want the Titans back to relive the Oiler name history and bring back what should have never left Houston, or do you want the Texans and going forward with the crew that they've been putting together on Kirby? We'll kick that around as well. We've got the giveaway going, so after the break, we'll set the number, make it happen, and you guys can call in. Don't go anywhere. It's more of the usual suspects, ESPN 97.5.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5
and on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, back in the first hour, Usual Suspects on an FDA Friday. Sam Damaris is our comedian of the week. F is for funny, amongst other things, on an FDA Friday. So if you missed any of Sam's comedy, go back, listen to the podcast. Also realize we'll have clips at 2:15 and 3:15. And as we teased, hopefully you all are ready, it is time to give away two tickets to our listener appreciation party. I'm telling you, the freaking line is going to be out the door for people that want to get in and don't have tickets. The only way you can get in is to win. So now we're going to do this. We're going to take caller number 17 right now. Caller number 17, 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776. You call in and you are caller 17. You win two tickets to be a part of the many that are trying to get in to celebrate listener appreciation with us next Thursday night here at the Gal Media Studios. There's going to be food. There's going to be beverage. There's going to be fun and games. As I mentioned, all the on-air talent are going to be scheduled to be doing things, interacting with the peeps. So we look forward to seeing you there. If you're caller 17, you'll be there. So good luck.
Yes, good luck.
Yes, there
you
have it.
We'll see you there.
Did you see Tyler Lewan, speaking of the Titans, signed the largest contract for an offensive lineman in NFL history? So he is now not holding out. He is back. Then Jake Matthews followed that up with a big-time deal with the Falcons to lock up his services on the offensive line. And this story, I don't know if you caught this, Barry, but Jason Verrett, it was weird. I woke up this morning and I started thinking, this is about the time, teams are just getting to camp. Every team's in camp as of today. But this is about the time when they're all doing their conditioning and their pad, you know, just their pads only stuff, that every year someone tears an Achilles or an ACL just by running. And I get to work and I log on the computer, and for the third straight year now, Sam Verrett is out for the defensive back for the Chargers. He was doing a conditioning drill, and they think he tore his Achilles. After 2016, tore his ACL, had the surgery. It didn't go well, had to have a second surgery. Comes back healthy this year, ready to help the team in the secondary, doing a conditioning drill. And they think he'll be out for the year again with an Achilles injury.
You said Sam, you meant Jason.
Yeah, Jason Verrett, sorry.
Yeah. That's wild, though, dude. A conditioning drill.
Isn't that crazy?
That's bad luck. I feel bad for that kid, man. That's that sucks.
Yeah, it's not a good – and again, a lot of teams, one of their sleepers are the Chargers. You had mentioned the odds the other day that Chargers' odds are the same as the Texans to get to the Super Bowl, but they're thinking that the team is going to be a playoff team this year in the AFC.
Well, man down. Next man up, I guess.
That's right.
Yeah, that sucks for them. By the way, El Jefe said, F the Titans. It's not like they've ever won anything. I'll stick with the Texans. Well, they've been closer than the Texans. So it's not like the Texans have won anything either, unless you like nine games a season.
And I need you
early
not.
Early exit in the playoffs.
Yeah, got to the Super Bowl against the Rams and lost to the greatest show on turf, and that was a hell of a football game. And then the Music City Miracle, they were there. So, yeah, they've had some good runs.
Yep. Somebody said, my job does bingo, and I'm not sure what the prizes are because I haven't played yet, mainly because you can only win if you haven't called in sick that month.
Okay.
That's nice. And ATF said about bingo, what pisses people off is ripping your bingo card off. I don't even know what that means. Ripping your bingo card off. What is that? I don't know what that means, ATF. I'm not quite sure.
Okay.
Somebody said bingo gets pretty serious. My friend was talking. My wife missed the number. Then he told her it was the number she needed, and she called bingo. She still hates him 7 years later.
Ouch.
Yeah, I don't know about hating somebody over bingo for 7 years. I mean, 7 months, I probably would carry that grudge, but not 7 years.
I mean, if we're talking about like a $1,000 pot or something like that, it might be a little more serious, but.
Yeah, all right. 17 months, maybe.
Yeah.
Shout out to Barry. I went to Andy Huggins' show at the Secret Group last Saturday. Amazing show, and I wouldn't have known about him otherwise. We're making a difference with the comedians of the week, y'all. I feel like people are going to see him now. That's good.
That's really good. And have you talked to him at all about, is he getting any extra run in love based on what happened with America's
Got Talent?
We've talked
some. Yeah, he actually went out we were talking, and I hooked him up with some merchandise to be able to sell at shows because Andy had never had any. And now that he's, you know, on America's Got Talent and he's a little more in demand, he needs to capitalize on that. So we got him some merch and he's off and running. Yeah, he's picking up more headlining gigs now. So well deserved indeed.
Okay. There you go. That's good to hear because no one deserves it more. That's that's good stuff. Sorry, my wife.
One more text. I don't care about your age. I just thought Barry was too straight to use the word totes. Listen, this is like, you guys.
When are you straight?
Some of you, sorry, I'm married, have never slept with a man.
No, not that kind of straight. I thought straight meant
he meant straight like he was implying that saying the word totes is gay.
Oh.
And here's the thing. If you guys are going to, like, diss me, just please don't be so stupid about it. Like, good Lord, really? I'm 44 years old. And I'm married, and you're going to hit me with a gay joke? Bro, do better. Really. You can totes do better, dumbass.
You did that purposely.
I did.
Well played.
I totally did. Yeah. I don't mind. I love reading the hate text if you send me some funny ones, but these are just lame. And the only reason I read it is so I could tell you that was lame, dude. Lame. Like, when one dude calls another dude gay is when you're 8. And then it's not even acceptable anymore. Like, just do better. I'm sure you have it in you. Well, maybe not.
You read the text on a daily basis, sir. You know that for all the good, you are going to get a couple of those apples as well. We all do.
Well, I was tempted to not read it, but I really just wanted to call him a bunch of names just because.
Because you feel better after you did, right?
Yeah, I do. I feel a lot better. I feel liberated.
Sometimes we get to feel good, too. All right, so 1 hour's in the books, 2 hours still to go in the big show. Don't go anywhere. We've still got plenty more of the usual suspects if you want to join in. Like OU Mike, who is on deck.
No. I'm out. I quit the show.
Yeah, and it just says general conversation, which means we know that could go anywhere. Oh, no. OU Mike will kick off the second hour. Don't go anywhere. Usual suspects, ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. Please stand by.